Hey everybody, welcome to the Phase 18 Recap. I'm Syracos.
I'm Dozer.
And this week we're going to be talking about quite the interesting phase.
Very interesting. For the sake of sounding like a broken record, it's pretty damn interesting.
I mean, yeah, it was...
It was a break phase.
It was a break phase, so there's not as many battles, but what we lacked in quality, what we lacked in quantity, we made up for in quality.
Do you want to just jump right into the battles, or do you want to talk about what we've been doing Turf Wars-wise?
Yeah, what have we been doing, Dozer?
Well, on Saturday, some of the mods and other community members that we got, we rounded up some volunteers, and we're currently testing Season 3 mechanics. We're not at complete liberty to explain what those are, but I'm pretty sure the cat has been out of the bag for a while on at least some of these. There's a lot of potential overworld mechanic changes that we are testing, and so far it's been incredibly enjoyable.
Yeah, like I was dreading doing this all week.
Yeah.
And then when we actually sat down and started doing this, I was like, oh my goodness, this is like... It's basically Turf Wars D&D.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because we're using a random number generator to simulate battles to save a lot of time.
Yeah.
So it's basically, you know, Zach, I'm basically Dungeon Master. It's like everyone's like, I'm attacking this. I'm like, I roll the RNG and I'm like, this team wins. Critical 20. Got that critical 20. It's essentially Turf Wars Risk, and we're doing it just to test the overworld mechanics because we're changing how things play a lot, potentially
for the better. For the better.
Oh yeah, so far everyone who's been involved has absolutely loved it. There's a new map too, courtesy of our wonderful Arcadian leader Rodeo,
and I'm winning.
You're not winning. There is no way to determine who is winning. If anything, in the test run, Solar Trinity is winning because they have won the most battles.
I have avoided all conflict. I'm winning.
You're being a coward.
I'm not being a coward. It's just I can't get to anyone.
Because you started in Hoenn. We really need to...
We almost had a shutout, too.
Oh, gosh. This is why... I think this the first test proved why we did multiple starting locations in Season 2.
Yeah, to put in perspective, two teams started in Hoenn, and then one team was able to block all advances from another team, sealing them inside of their little area.
Yeah, one team started in Littleroot, and another team's first move was to go into Oldale. And, of course, they had all chained their moves from their starting location since Oldale is the only town that connects to Littleroot. As the opposing team took it, the other team couldn't leave Littleroot. And so we just let them relocate because we're like, that's not good.
You let them relocate. I wanted to let it go.
He would have lost hands down. Like, been wiped off the map, lost. So, it was great, though. It really was.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And right now, we're just, we're still in the process of testing. We're going to, I've set up a sub on Reddit that everyone's just kind of checking and posting actions of what they're doing, and we're updating things as we go along. So, and then I'm hoping this week, coming up weekend on Saturday, we can all just reconverge and play D&D again, essentially.
Yeah.
It's Turf Wars game night. Turf Wars Risk. It's beautiful. I love it. So, I hope everyone here, as Season 2 is winding down, you're going to enjoy the break that you have, but I really, really hope you're excited about the new, more refined Turf Wars 2.0.
It's going to be fun.
Like, I am super, super hyped. Speaking of hype, Zach, you've been working on the Turf Wars News Network.
Yes, we just, I've been...
You've been sifting through applications?
I've been sifting through applications and still building the sub and all that stuff. So it's coming along.
Mm-hmm. And remember, people, applications are still open to apply. They're
probably just going to stay open at this point. Because, yeah. Like, the way I see it is, like, there's no point to close them. The more people we have to help with this, the better.
Yeah.
And the more people we have for quality content, the better.
And so, just to give a rundown again of what we're looking for at the News Network, we're looking for writers, artists, commentators, video editors, even maybe musicians.
Yes.
And all you need to do is you need to upload or have a link to a sample of your given work. If you're applying for commentator, just commentate over a game or just talk into a microphone, record yourself talking, and throw it on SoundCloud or something.
Yeah, it's not the most difficult thing to do.
And we're doing that for... We're having actual auditions because we've been asked why must you supply work, right? We've been asked that question?
We've been asked that question.
Essentially, the reason is... So, one, we know that you can do what you say you can do. You know, we know you've got the ability to do it because you just did it for us. And two, we get to see what kind of content you make so we know where to best sort you. And we get to see how well it is, you know, how good the quality is. So, because we want to put out as high of a quality product as possible without having a price tag at all, preferably.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you can make really acceptable content for, like, really cheap. It's just time-consuming. Which is why the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we should touch up on?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Like, any projects you've been hiding from me, even? Probably not.
I can't... If... There is something, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it because it's related to Season 3.
Oh, okay.
No, not that one. Not that one. Another thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, how about we just go right on to the battles we have this phase?
Yeah, before the ibuprofen stops working.
Oh, poor Zach. Headache?
I get migraines constantly. It's not a big deal. You learn to live with it.
Have you gone to a doctor? Because that's generally a sign of, you know, bad things.
Meh, whatever. My head hurts because I'm trying to think too much. That's how I rationalize it.
I haven't even edited the battles tracker at all this phase because I've been busy with a project that's worth an entire credit that's due on Tuesday.
Yeah, that too.
If I don't finish it and get at least a C, I probably won't be able to get my degree.
What do you do with a BA in English? What is my life going to be?
What you do with a BA in English is according to the... Do you want me to finish this quote? You know what it is?
I know the quote. Don't finish it.
You kill yourself.
Yes.
As said by every writer
Kurt Cobain.
By every writer who has offed themselves, which is a very, very high number. Never look that up if you want to be a writer. Please don't.
You could go the route of Edgar Allan Poe.
You either become a drunkard or you kill yourself.
Or both.
Which do you think is more likely for me, Zach?
Do you want the honest answer?
Hit me with it.
I would say the drunkard.
I hate you.
I would say the drunkard.
You'd say the drunkard?
I'm going to
put
drunkard.
The bottle of rum shudder under my desk.
But I will not put the rest of my drinks under my desk.
It's water. Hello.
That's called an addiction.
I don't have a problem.
When you're drinking it like water.
The sad part is I've had the same bottle of rum shot for like 5 months. And everyone thinks I'm some sort of alcoholic. I'm like, I do not drink that much. I drank on the show once.
And that ruined your entire reputation.
Apparently.
Anyway, going into Magma.
So Magma attacked Arcadia, Mount Leuda, and Solar Trinity at Old Dale, winning both battles, 4-2 in Leuda and 6-3 in Old Dale with the leader battle.
Uh-huh.
Now, Solar Trinity attacked Magma in Little Root and Arcadia in Dewford, taking Magma took Little Root with a 4-0 grunt sweep, but Solar Trinity kind of returned that favor.
Which was a grunt sweep.
With Solar Trinity 4-0 grunt sweep. However, we did get our Battle of the Week.
Yes, we did. This was between Dalek and Banded.
So Dalek Zero versus Banded Klefki.
Dalek Zero versus Banded Klefki. Pause the video. And now you're back. And now we're racist.
See, I was just talking in a weird voice. You turned it into a bad accent.
Be quiet. Those are Zagashi Senpai.
What's really funny is you sound like my friend who he's Asian. I don't know if he's I think he's Japanese. And he talks like he's from California though, so he's got like he doesn't have the accent, but he can fake it.
Does he go around to like random? Does he like go around in parking lots and like point at cars and it's like Toyota, Hyundai?
I think he's actually
Mitsubishi.
He has done that. I'm pretty sure, but yeah, he's the one who would be like he'd randomly break into that accent, and you sound exactly like him.
Aw.
And it's great.
Not sure how to take that. Either it's a good compliment, or you're just saying I'm being really offensive.
Is it offensive if it's true?
It is.
Well,
anyway,
I apologize on behalf of the fact that our host is an asshole.
I apologize on the fact that, oh my god, that Bronzong.
Okay, let's go down this Bronzong set. Let's just go down. It's got Earthquake.
It's got Earthquake, Gyro Ball, Heavy Slam.
And I'm assuming Zen Headbutt.
I think it was Zen Headbutt. I can't remember what the last move was.
And it was just holding the Iron Ball. And its ability, Heavy Metal.
This thing.
You can't destroy the metal.
I have heard of offensive Bronzongs in the past. This is a story that has been long thrown down through turf wars.
Dude, Choice Band Bronzong
is good, yes. Yeah. Choice Band Bronzong is a really good Pokemon. But the fact that this thing worked and knocked out two Pokemon.
That's. Well, I mean, the Earthquake on the Infernape. No, it wasn't the Infernape. The Mega Houndoom. I don't know why. That, like, would have the Houndoom's Dark Pulse have KO'd the Bronzong?
Probably, but looking at a Bronzong on paper, you think it's going to start setting up turn one. Because
dual screens, yeah.
Yeah, it's most of the time, it's, oh, last move's Explosion. I was trying to remember. It's Explosion. Like, oh, that God, was the best. Because Bandit also used the same team, I would think, because it was all the same Pokemon, just different nicknames for a battle against Magma sometime this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Explosion was the possible last move.
Oh my God. Explosion.
Which is hilarious.
It is great. But yeah, no, because Heavy Metal will increase the damage that Heavy Slam does. And the Iron Ball increases the damage of Gyro Ball. So no matter what, this thing's got a hard hit again. It hits hard as a steel type. So if you're fast, it's going to hit you hard with the Gyro Ball.
But most fast things are really light.
Light.
By comparison.
Not always.
Yeah, Kingdra is pretty heavy.
You know, there's some fast Pokemon where the Gyro Ball would do more damage than the Heavy Slam. But, I mean, wow. And how we know this is probably my favorite thing, is how we found out.
Yeah, not only we found out first by seeing the Iron Ball getting knocked off, and then...
And the Gardevoir traced the Heavy Metal.
Dude, Heavy Metal Gardevoir?
New meta.
New meta, Clipper, we've got a drawing for you.
Hey, Clips, do us a favor with that beautiful accent of yours.
No, dude, no, I'm just imagining heavy metal Gardevoir, like Gardevoir using hyper voice into a microphone.
It's like Ember from Danny Phantom.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, best Danny Phantom villain right there.
No, best Danny Phantom villain.
Well, excluding
obviously.
The main one, like the early season.
No, not even the main one, dude.
Box Ghost?
This is Box Ghost.
I'm Box Ghost! Fear me in my control of containers!
Best part about the Box Ghost is in the future when he's actually badass.
Oh, and see, I never watched it that long. I watched it.
You missed the movie?
I did.
Okay,
it's on Netflix, though.
We're doing Boom Burst Game Night, Movie Night, Invite Queenie.
And we're watching Danny Phantom.
And we're watching Danny Phantom.
And then we're going to watch through Breaking Bad.
Backwards.
So it makes sense, like Lost.
We got off topic. Anyway, yeah. Congrats, Banded, on the sets, on the team. It was beautiful. Hashtag Salvation Klefki. If you, you know, want to love us, we won't check that hashtag ever.
No.
So, but, yeah.
That great match. Klefki.
Great match. Anyway, moving on. Arcadia. Do you want to talk about these?
Yeah, why not? So the next fights with Arcadia were for Rustboro, which did we talk about that already?
No, we have not.
Okay, Rustboro. Arcadia lost in the admin battle 4-2, and then they attacked Eterna City against Dim Sun and lost in the admin battle 5-1. Eesh.
Owie.
And the worst part was that Dim Sun did it again to Arcadia when they attacked Driftvale. And they did it to Solar Trinity when they attacked Camphor. Like,
Dim Sun was on a roll this phase.
Dim Sun with the sweeps right now?
It was quite amusing.
Yeah. And our last team. Dozer.
Oh, me. I do things. Our last team, you know them, you love them. And it's not Solar Trinity this time. It's my other favorite team. I have 5 favorite teams.
Dozer has 5 favorite teams. They're Magma, Solar Trinity, Snag'em, Rocket,
Trinity,
and Rocket. Solar Trinity.
Did you make sure to get Solar Trinity on that list?
I did get Solar Trinity. I also got Rocket on the list.
Dude, Rockets never die. There's a reason we're always blasting off again. That's because every time we're knocked off, we get back up. Never give in. Never surrender. Can I have my Oscar now?
No, I'll give you a Tony.
I'll take it.
Get more Tonys than Bono. There's a dated reference if you want
to. Oh, I feel old now.
Anyway.
Excuse me. So Snag'em attacked Dim Sun and Castellia City and then chained to Nimbasa against Arcadia.
And that
succeeded, went very well for them. Sanagam won in Castellia City 4-2, and won in Nimbasa 6-3, where we get our leader battle of the week.
Yay! It's Arcadia again.
Shh, they lose this time. Did they lose last time?
Maybe.
Oh, I feel bad for you guys.
Yeah, Arcadia did not win a single match this phase.
It really does break my heart to see that. Like, I know I give them crap a lot, but I do that out of love.
Yeah, but this leader battle, I'm going to let you pause.
And we're back.
I'm going to let you finish, but...
Take me down to the Hex City.
Oh my goodness.
Where the grass is green and the hacks ain't pretty.
No, they aren't. All right, so the pretty standard leader battle going through this until you hit the end.
Oh god.
This Jellicent.
Jellicent versus the world.
Like, this thing is a beast.
It's a rock wrecker.
Like, it is entertaining, to say the least. Taking out not only... Was it Infernape? Or...
It took out Heatran. And...
Yeah, it took out Heatran, and then it took out Metagross
and Chansey.
And Chansey in the saltiest way possible.
Oh my god!
Locking it down with the taunt.
That's that's the problem that you run into when you run mons like that.
And like Chansey couldn't even take advantage of like Toxic because it was already paralyzed.
Yeah. So okay, I'm not exactly too fresh on this. How did the Jellicent get paralyzed? Was it Thunder Wave?
It was either Thunder Wave or a Body Slam, but I'm gonna say it was a Thunder Wave.
It was probably a Thunder Wave from the Slowbro?
Yes, I think so. Slowbro. See, we didn't pause the recording this time. We watched this like 2 hours ago when we were first going to record.
We pause so you can watch it, so not that we can watch it. Though we do occasionally watch it when we pause.
We do occasionally watch it, and Dozer doesn't mute his browser.
That was once. Only once.
And made it to the Bingo Award.
That is not twice. That one was... I am the reason this show is gonna fail.
No. No.
Yeah.
This show won't fail, Dozer. This show fails if Turf Wars fails.
This show fails because we exist. It also survives because we exist. It mostly fails because I exist.
You're being too pessimistic right now.
What else is new? I thought that was my thing.
Good point. Anyway, yeah, congrats to Snag'em for the chain victory. Oh my gosh. So let's get into our point breakdown of the week.
Okay, this is where
we can play taps.
This is where I start to really, really feel bad. So, when we go through the points, we always go by what ranks they were last phase, and it hasn't changed too much throughout the show. The first two have always been the same. I think that's gonna change now. In fact,
I always thought we went by alphabetical order.
No, that was just coincidental. So last week we had Arcadia, who was in first place. This phase, they lost all of their offensive maneuvers, and they lost four territories: Mount Liuta, Dewford, Driftvale, and Nimbasa.
Yeah, they lost another 7 points, which they've done.
Because they also lost 3 bonus victory points for Northwest Unova and Northwest Oblivia.
Yeah.
Which went with Driftvale and Mount Liuta. So that was a -7 for them overall. which dropped them down to 28 points.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Not pretty.
Not at all.
And then there is Dim Sun, who gained 2 points for Driftvale and Camphreer. They lost one for Castellia, though, so they gained just one overall.
But that pushes them up to 34, correct?
Yes, that puts them up to 34.
And in first place.
Dim Sun is our new first place contender, yep. Now we have Solar Trinity, which has a plus one for Dewford, and then plus one bonus victory point for...
Dewford and Sunken Ship.
Yeah, I can't remember what area that is in Hoenn. I was too lazy to look it up. Don't bother.
It's like the west part.
Yeah. They lose one for Camphreer and one bonus victory point for the for that section. So they even out. And that puts them at 29.
Still which above Arcadia.
Which brings Solar Trinity to our second place team. Making them kind of the big underdog story of the season.
Yeah.
Then Magma gained 2 points for Oldale and Mount Liuta, bringing them up to 26, having them in fourth place. And Snag'em had a pretty solid phase themselves, getting 2 points for Castellia and Nimbasa, and one bonus victory point for those places that I'm too lazy to look up.
It's Central Kalos.
That one. No, it's not Kalos, it's Unova.
You believed me. But yeah, it's Central Unova.
And there's the math I had to do for today.
Yeah.
So Snag'em's in fifth place with 20 points. But let's just go down these numbers quick, because it's really shocking.
Yeah. So first place, we have
Dim Sun at 34.
At 34. Second place, Solar Trinity at 29. Third place, Arcadia at 28. Fourth place, Magma at 26, correct?
Yep.
And fifth place, Snag'em with 20.
Everyone is so close.
Yeah.
Like,
it could easily turn around in the next two turns.
Yeah,
it's anyone's game right now. Even Snag'em's.
A lot would have to happen for Snag'em to get first. It could be done.
If they push through Unova, they could very well.
They
could come in first place. All they have to do is bank on Dim Sun losing and Arcadia dropping.
See, what needs to happen, for that to happen, what we need to see is Solar Trinity needs to drag Dim Sun a notch, while Magma is dragging Solar Trinity down a notch, and Snag'em has to take points away from Dim Sun and Arcadia, and Magma, even, potentially, but probably Dim Sun and Arcadia, probably mostly Arcadia, in order to get up to the points needed to be in first.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's only 14 points, and we've seen Arcadia drop by 7 each phase.
Yeah.
Like, lose 7 each phase.
But that's because Arcadia had so much territories to lose. Now, that's really not the case anymore. The territories that people can attack and have access to, it's really hard for people to get in and mess up points for Dim Sun. They can still do it. Like, it wouldn't be too difficult. I'm just astounded at how much, like, we were all expecting to see... Like, let's not lie, everyone was pretty much assuming Arcadia was going to win with around between 45 and 55 points.
Yeah.
We don't see a team above 40.
No, not at all.
34 is the highest, which... It's really... Good. And the lowest is 20. Like, everyone is really, really close. If anything, I think that just goes to show how much of a... Very, I don't know if stable is the correct word.
Balance? No, not balance.
Balance? No.
This game is not balance.
Interesting environment we have.
Our game isn't broken, I think is what we're looking for. Basically, it's the words we're looking for.
It's not broken.
So, yeah. The battles may not be balanced, but the game mechanics are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the game mechanics are relatively balanced. I guess it's just there's things that, because we were talking about testing things for Season 3, obviously, we don't want to break a balanced game, which is why we're testing things.
But yeah.
I have Season 3 on the brain. I'm so excited for it. But before we get to that, Phase 18 was our last break phase.
Which means that's our last trade phase, too.
And whereas last trade phase, Dozer got mad because nobody traded. This time, Firecoast posts the trade thread, and guess what happens?
Everybody trades, because they like me.
Interesting trades, too.
I think the reason they did it is because they felt bad for me, because they know I don't know how to post stuff on Reddit, and I just copy and pasted what was on the previous thing.
Yeah, you were asking me, how do I do bullet points in Reddit?
How do I do bullet points? How do I do the line on the side? Actually, I figured that on my own.
You do Thank know you. There's a thing, it's called formatting help. It's right underneath the text box. You click that, it shows you how to do all of that stuff.
Yeah, I Google it every time I have to make a big post.
Anyway. The first trade we had was Snagum trade. Well, first off, they got to go in order of Snagum with Snagum, Magma, Solar Trinity, Arcadia, and Dimsun. Because at the time, Arcadia and Solar Trinity were tied. So Arcadia got to go first.
Yeah.
After them. So, anyway, Snagum first traded Bug for Ice.
Which, you know, Bug isn't that bad of a trade, I'd say. I mean,
keep in mind that they originally traded Fire for Bug.
Yeah, but
and then
still,
they traded the Bug for Ice.
I'd consider Bug for Ice a pretty fair trade-off.
What? Okay, here's my thought. The best ice types that I can think of are Mamoswine and Piloswine for Turf Wars, which they already had.
Well, isn't Weavile being suspected to be UU also?
Weavile, yeah, that could be pretty decent. There's a few good things, but I don't know. Bug also has a lot of solid options.
Yeah.
It's really amusing because if you look down, everyone was just crapping on ice as a type. Like, yeah, you see a common thread, Bandit, and before Dozer complains about nobody trading, Dalek, are you sure nobody wants ice? Bandit, we got rid of it for a reason.
And then they take it. But, you know, ice is an okay type, I'd say.
It depends what you need. Like, it gives you some okay options.
The way I see it is ice and Bug, what's the difference between them? Is one weakness, really. Is instead of having, two weaknesses and a resistance and a bunch of resistances. God damn it, that was not a good trade. I'm trying to justify ice as much as I can, and there are good ice types. There's Weavile.
There's a bunch of really good ice Pokemon.
Weavile, Mamoswine,
Avalug.
F*** you.
I like my coffee table.
Weavile, Mamoswine.
Dewgong?
Dewgong's okay. Walrein's okay. Cloyster's a really good
Cloyster's
one.
Cloyster's solid.
Lapras was an MVP season one.
There you go, Lapras.
Lapras is really good for Turf Wars play.
Yeah.
What else do we have for ice types? Cryogonal's not even that bad.
No, it's not, actually.
And Regice is a decent special defender, despite the fact it has the worst typing for it.
Yeah.
You could do some crafty things with it.
So there was Snagum's move. Snagum wasn't the only team that made moves that make me go, huh?
Yeah, so next Magma went up and they traded Electric for Bug. This one I can't justify. And in all honesty, I don't even think Maxi could. He was kind of in the mentality of...
It's the last two phases.
There's two phases.
Why not?
Why not?
They just wanted a change because types were stale. That's like, I think a lot of these were types are stale. This type slot's not giving us a lot of things we can play with. Let's trade it for something that, you know, we can play with and maybe find something fun to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be a challenge to make ice work. Maybe that's fun. Bug has fun options. You get Scissor, you get Durant, you get Heracross, which is UU now. Shuckle. Syracuse, you get your Shuckle.
You also get Levani.
There you go.
On that. And Excavalier, which they already had, so there's no point bringing that up.
They had Excavalier?
Oh, wait, no, that's right. They don't have Steel.
No, Solar Trinity has Steel.
That's right, but yeah, they have Solar Excavalier.
Trinity. Solar Trinity decided not to trade.
Yeah.
They have good types, so I can see that. The only issue Solar Trinity has is a double fighting weakness.
But, you know, that's not too bad.
When they fight Arcadia a lot.
It's not too bad.
But they've also got fire type, which kind of really deals with fighting decently.
But you know who doesn't have fire type? Arcadia. Because they traded that for Rock. Again, another one I can't justify.
Well, you get the fossils, which, you know, Tyrantrum.
Tyrantrum is good.
You get Aurorus.
As someone who was on a team, season one, that had a main type as Rock.
You get Shuckle.
I cannot justify this.
You get Aerodactyl.
I used Aerodactyl on my team, yeah. You get...
Things like Golem.
Golem's not that good.
It's not.
Golem's not that good.
You don't. You get Regirock's Rhyperior.
Rhyperior was used a lot, so I can justify that. Yeah.
Rhydon. You get a lot of Stealth Rock setters.
You get a lot of defense from Rock.
Defense that's weak to fighting.
But what else is running? And this is like the whole thing with Arcadia is like now they have two blatant fighting weaknesses.
But they also have fighting psychic type and psychic.
But fighting's very well known to having good dual type Pokemon.
At the same time, there's a lot of monotype fightings.
Yeah, you got a point there, too.
There actually aren't an huge amount of dual-type fighting Pokemon. If you let me pause... Well, let me ramble while I Google this. Pokemon fighting type.
Some off the top of my head. We've got Toxicroak. We've got Scrafty. We've got Infernape. We've got... Hawlucha, if anyone's ever going to use that, because they won't.
All right, so of the half fighting
Poliwrath.
Of the half fighting type Pokemon that have primary fighting type, you have Metatite, Metacham. Well, I'm just gonna ignore the evolution lines. You have the Metacham line, the Lucario line, Pangoro, and Hawlucha. And then for the secondary, you have Poliwrath, the Heracross, the Blaziken's, Breloom, Infernape. Megalopunny, which most, Toxicroak, Gallade, Emboar, Scrafty, and then you have the Swords of Justice, which are Cobalion, Terrakion, Virizion, and Keldeo.
And Chestnut.
Meloetta and Chestnut. Meloetta, Pure Away.
Oh, yeah, but only one team would be able to use that. Well,
No, Arcadia and Dimsun can use Pure Away because it keeps the normal type.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20 that they can use from...
20 that are fighting types with other types, most of them being fire...
And there are also only 10 pure fighting types. I'm only counting Final Evolutions here.
Same with me. So, but the thing is, of those that a single team could have, most of them would be fire fighting.
Fire. We also have poison. And
there's one fighting poison. Fighting psychic is another popular one.
They can't do it, though, because fighting psychic dark. Is the well, own.
I'm just throwing out other, I suppose it's fighting types that they could face. There's Hawlucha with flying, Steel, Lucario, Dark, Pangoro.
Rock, Terrakion, Grass with Virizion. Which, by the way, there was a Virizion that put in work in a replay this week that was sent in.
Virizion puts in work quite often.
Yeah. That was the only reason why it didn't make it on the list, is because Virizion is just a very common putting in work Pokemon.
I mean, there's a lot of pure fighting types, and consider fighting type gives you 30 evolution lines, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Fighting's a really good type.
Yeah,
it Who is. Who added Season 1?
I have no idea, honestly.
Did anyone have fighting type Season 1?
I have no idea.
Question for the audience. Comment below if you knew if anyone had fighting type in Season 1.
That is a question to be asked.
Because I feel like a team did, but I don't know.
Aqua didn't have it.
Rocket
didn't have it.
Flare, maybe?
Maybe Flare or Snag'em.
Snag'em did not, that I can remember.
Dim Sun might have.
I think Dim Sun had it.
Yeah. Too many teams, Season 1.
There were 8.5.
Yeah. Shut up. Anyway, getting into the last team, Dim Sun, they also decided not to trade. But look, I'm going to call this, they should have traded water for something out of spite to everyone. Because you cannot say that would not have been hilarious.
Considering Arcade has been begging them for water since the first trading phase?
No, like, water is by far the best type in this game. It is the absolute best type.
I'd argue for flying, but
water has the best overall cover. Like,
water has the best bulk.
Is the best bulk, and then like plenty of options.
Flying is the most diverse type.
Yeah,
which I think makes it extremely valuable in Turf Wars.
Yeah, but just the fact that nobody can take water if they would have done that would have been hilarious. It's just like, yeah, we'll trade water for electric. Or water for ghost.
Water for ghost.
Water for ghost. That would have gotten a lot of people mad.
Oh my gosh. You know what my favorite part of this type trade is?
What?
The neutral types we have.
Oh yeah, now neutrals have electric, fire, and ghost, which we can run Rotoms for days.
And because of Moonshine, we also have Moonshine as Sig type.
Moonshine is Sig type. You're allowed to run a stall Umbreon on your team if you so choose.
I made several Umbreon sets, okay?
You're allowed to use a Foul Play stall Umbreon.
Dude, did I tell you about Scarf Umbreon?
You never did. It sounds more convoluted than something I'd think up.
Actually, it was someone choice scarfed Moonshine, and I swept them with Foul Play.
It's like the choice specs Blissey at the beginning of the season.
That's probably one of my favorite things to happen. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, type trade, it was interesting. I'm really disappointed Dimsling did not trade water for something else, but they could have traded grass too. Like, you can't say that a good core of normal, dark, water, and electric or fire would not have been good for their team.
Yeah, I think they just didn't want to have to scramble to rebuild teams when they're trying to win.
Problem.
I'm hoping we're going to fix that for Season 3.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like a phase for it? Or
I'm thinking I'm not at liberty to talk about this. Neither are you.
I don't even know about it. Like, you haven't.
No, here's the problem. We say something on this show, and people Well, I think it's more me. But if I say something on this show, especially about Season 3, since I'm so heavily involved in the planning, testing, and progress of it,
I run the Photoshop.
I'm worried that people are going to say take everything I say as this is fact. In which case, I still think my personal idea, I'm going to say it anyway, would be we actually go back to a break phase where it's an actual break.
Yeah, and
instead of a break phase where it's like, hey, get a little bit less battles done in basically the same amount of time.
Yeah, and we have... This is something that is brought up and is being debated.
Discussed, thought of, sitting on the back of our heads while we...
And it won't get stale. It won't get, like, our comedy.
We have comedy?
Our jokes. We do have comedy. It's called You.
I hate
you. Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, we're not doing the thing?
What thing?
The sneak thing? Sneak peek?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we do that thing.
And before Zach tries to end the episode and Dozer adds more content.
Bingo! Two final hours music. All right, so we are going into our sneak peek into next week.
And here we have, starting off, good old Magma attacking Mauville City against Solar Trinity, Olivine City against Solar Trinity, and then Tikikuul Monument versus Arcadia.
Yep, they're trying to scoop up some easy victory points there, it looks like.
And keep their footholds in Hoenn while they can.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know why they'd want to do that, but...
They're trying to take points away from Solar Trinity to add to their own point total to potentially win the game?
I mean that, but... Shut up.
And speaking of Solar Trinity, they're... the only other team that's posted actions.
Yeah, that's very common here. Yeah. Is Magma and Solar Trinity post, and we get to talk about them. So this is now the Magma Solar Trinity sneak peek.
Solar Trinity hitting up Ekrutit versus Magma. They're kind of clashing there because Olivine, you attack Olivine from Ekrutit and you attack Ekrutit from Olivine. So, huh. They're also hitting Cormorine Town versus Arcadia, and then they're chaining from there to Lumiso City versus Dim Sun.
Yeah, so I think the battle at Lumiso is going to be a pretty interesting one, because once you have Lumiso City, you have access to a lot of other regions.
From there, and you Kalos. Can go and, all over Kalos.
Yeah, like, there's a reason why Lumiso is just, like, the central hub of Kalos.
I'd say it's the most critical city in Kalos, especially in Turf Wars, since from there you can spend all 6 of your tokens to hit 3 other places, most of them which have their own set of bonus victory points, and you can really upset other teams' points.
Yeah, which I think this could be the thing that might push Solar Trinity even closer into first place, if they can pull this off.
They're only behind by 5 points, and if they win Lumiso City, they could take it in phase 20. But here's the thing, this is their last chance. There's only 2 phases left. This is the last time they can try and get Lumiso.
Yeah, if they get Lumiso.
If they get Lumiso.
Dim Sun is in the red.
I wouldn't say they're in the red, but they're in trouble. I honestly wouldn't be too surprised to see
they're Dim Sun. They're in the yellow.
They're in the yellow. You know what really sucks about playing Pokemon colorblind?
What?
I didn't know there were 3 colors of the top part. Until, like, a year ago.
Why does it go from yellow to slightly darker yellow to gray?
I didn't even... Shut up!
True story.
That was with green. Zach True story. Zach gives me a list of colors. Like a palette,
I give Dozer 5 bars of colors because for the test... I kind of wanted the colors to be distinguishable. So I used dark purple, which is kind of like Dim Sung's colors. And then I believe it was yellow, blue, red, and gray. Because Dozer's red-green colorblind. So I figured if he can see one of them, he'd be able to see it.
And I get there and Zach's like, what colors are these? And I'm like, blue or purple. I'm leaning towards purple. Yellow. What was yellow?
It's blue.
Blue, after... red. I'm just like, and after that, I'm like, and yellow, blue, red, and green.
When it's obviously gray, and like that then escalated into us checking if we were colorblind for the. Well, me checking if I'm at all colorblind for the rest of the night, and Dozer just making himself sad with the realization that his eyesight is terrible.
Because there was this one colorblind test, and it scaled you on a pedometer, and the pedometer capped out at 180, and my needle on the pedometer almost went all the way back to zero.
Was that the Farnsworth test?
That was the first, that really annoying one.
Oh, that one, okay.
The four... Yeah, no, and it's basically, it's really bad. I'm missing like a third of my color spectrum.
You, like, look at Dozer's eyes and it's like a pie chart. Where there's just like a chunk of his eye that's gray.
But no, yeah, Lumiso.
Yeah, Lumiso is going to be pretty integral for these last two phases. Dimsun, I mean... You know, you can maybe bank on Arcadia really pushing to win that, but wait, do they even have to chain from Lumiso?
Who chained from Lumiso?
They're chaining
to Lumiso.
No, do they even have to, is the thing.
To get it, hit it from Cormac... They're attacking
Cormorant. Not from Cormorant. Oh, yeah, they are attacking Cormorant, but I thought they could get it from... Never mind. They don't have Campfire anymore. I thought they
still had Campfire. No, they lost that last phase.
That was my bad.
Were you not listening when I was speaking? Oh, wait, dumb question. Who listens
when I speak? I was not.
Who listens when I speak? It's not like I say important things.
But going back into what we were talking about earlier... Shut up. Going back into what we were bringing up earlier, if they do win at Lumiso, they can then take Lavere and Dendemil and get a bonus victory point while taking a total of 4 points overall from Dimsun in these next two phases.
Yeah.
That can push them straight into first place.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm... Now, since Arcadia is not in first place, I can root for them. I don't like rooting for whoever's in the lead, because I don't like people who are in the lead to win, because I'm a weird person. I want Arcadia to win. I want them to turn this around. I think that'd be great for a team that looked like they had it all, and then they lost it, to turn around, grit their teeth, and take it back again.
See, me, I'm kind of like, I want Snag'em to win. I want all the cards to fall in their favor and just... Just because there is that margin that they could possibly win, I want that to happen. I want this to be the end of a like anime where just everything goes perfect in the last few seconds.
So Sorario Days starts playing and Snag'em activates Giga Drill Breaker to counter... As a counter trap against Dimsun's rap attack.
Snag'em uses Giga Drill Breaker, which is then negated with an MST. But they're packing Sheehan.
Oh.
And they don't see that happening.
That negates.
But then that is negated by Cyber Dragon Infinity, but then Skill Drain gets activated, and it doesn't matter.
And it's all chained and countered by Caterpie.
Yes, by first edition base set Caterpie.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
With a tear in the corner. Have a good night.
Bye.